two untitled works by Claude Vialla. Claude Vialla emerged into the French artistic scene in the mid-60s, as did a number of artists of his generation, such as Parmentier, Rouen, Buraglio, and Kermarec. Vialla opted for abstraction, stimulated by his discovery of American painting. He undertook a critical analysis of the conventional pictorial codes, enumerating the different parameters which constitute a work: frame, canvas, form, color. He also engaged with the ideas of the group Supports, Surfaces, of which he was a founder member, including the annexation of new materials, the explosion of space, developing new ideas of production, the quest for anonymity, the temporary quality of art. In 1966, Vialla developed his own pictorial system and has remained very faithful to it. It has enabled him, at one stroke, to eliminate representation as an issue. The process consists in using a form as neutral as possible, a kidney bean or a small bone shape, bringing it into contact with a variety of supports, repeating it to infinity. Bedsheets, tent canvas, curtains, jute sacks, parasols, boat sails, armchair seats. This scrap from the civilized world is annexed into the field of art by the artist with some seriousness, a naive delight and a good dose of irony. In the mid-1970s, the pure and neutral supports of the early days gave way to more and more complex forms, thrown together end to end, quickly glued in place, reminiscent of the cubist collages of Braque or Picasso. The pre-existing motifs of the supports, such as the military tarpaulins, rough and divided, permit a wide variety of combinations. The form, always the same, gives these spaces their rhythm, making any difficulty seem trivial. Unrestricted by any obstacles, the artist is as if intoxicated by the possibilities of infinite expansion. The exuberance of color is at its zenith, with moiré reflections which are as much a homage to Venice as to Matisse, by whom Vialla has always been captivated.